So there is no approval for minutes. I discussed this with Ann as a procedural aspect. We're posting everything on the web. Is that correct, Ann? Posting the Zoom session on the website? Ann, are you there?
Yes, Doug posts them every month. And so in lieu of minutes, we'll just refer people to our website, and the full recordings of our board meetings are on there as long as we're holding them on Zoom.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you mean, I'm invisible for whatever reason, but do you mean that we don't have a record of minutes? We have to go listen to the whole meeting to...
That's correct. We also don't have a secretary, so it's it's turned out that this has been our option.
Oh, we have a lead. I meant to ask before we got going, for the only thing we have formally on the agenda is Gail Waldorf of OLPA has a proclamation that I'm assuming that we've all had an opportunity to look at, that she wants our endorsement as an organization. And then we have governance and the consultant effort with Harriet. My understanding as per our conversation, Jan, you don't need to report Landmark, is that correct, about TAMIS or anything else?
There's really nothing new on Landmark. Just to mention to people, if they notice anything that's happening in the neighborhood that they think is out of line, to let one of us know. We can ask the city to come and check things out, even though they're pretty much still shut down.
Okay. Well, with that, why don't we get started with Gail Waldorf of OLPA and her proclamation about the city's sister city effort with Riverside. Gail, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks so much, Kit, and thanks to the board for letting me come on the agenda and present the proclamation. The last time I spoke with you, we were just in our infancy with the idea of having a sister subdivision with the first subdivision, Frederick Law Olmsted designed, Riverside, Illinois, and Druid Hills being the last subdivision that he designed. So since then, Alita and I have been working with the folks at Riverside to see how we might proceed with this idea. And we said maybe it's best to start small and come up with something that kind of outlines the mission that I think their group and our group have in common. And so the end result is this proclamation that I'm presenting tonight. And this is the same proclamation that the Riverside folks are presenting to their organization. It's a beginning. We're certainly open to suggestions, but we think this is nicely crafted to show the intention of the idea. And so I wanted to come before you all before we go any further and seek your support. This will also be presented next week to OLPA for their support. And then I think to follow up, this could be sort of a seed, we might say, as part of Olmsted 200, which is the big anniversary of Olmsted's birthday in 2022. And the National Association of Olmsted Parks is supporting and will be pushing a huge nationwide celebration of Olmsted's birthday. And so it kind of flows nicely into our idea of creating a partnership in some way, shape, or form using the proclamation as a first step. So I entertain any questions, and I know that Anne and Sue have been really on it, getting us all together. I think, Anne, 13 groups were represented at the meeting you had at OLPA regarding the whole issue of Olmsted 200 and the communities working together. And I really appreciate that effort. It was a very good meeting. And we will certainly come back in September and with your group, and we can flush out details and ideas that this might, this proclamation might generate.
So Dale, I only have one question on the proclamation itself, and that is in the last paragraph in the parentheses, when you refer to OLPA, and in the proclamation, it just says the Linear Park Alliance. Do you want that corrected to Olmsted Linear Park Alliance?
Yes, it will be. Between all of us working on this, we had several drafts, and this was kind of next to the last draft, but that last draft will have the correction in it. You're right.
Okay. Well, I make a motion that DHCA adopt this resolution to partner with our as a sister city, Riverside, Illinois, in going forward for the Olmsted 200 celebration.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, Rob, are you holding your hand up?
I'm not a board member.
Oh, geez, that's right. I forgot. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You need to, attendance is important. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Leon, is your hand up? Are you?
Yeah, he's good.
7, 8. Yvette, is your hand up?
Yes.
9.
Yes.
Alita, I'm assuming. 11, yes, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Everybody that I can see has their hand up. Oh, I from Kathy. I believe I have 19 yeses. Any opposed?
No, I from me. Oh,
Kathy typed I, and Sandra, do you vote I?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's unanimous.
It's unanimous. Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Gail.
Thanks, Gail. We look forward to working on it.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it. I think this can be a very fun project. I think it will create a lot of interest. So I appreciate all of your support.
Thank you're absolutely.
Have there been interactions between the two cities to date, or the two areas? Have people visited or explored visiting?
All we have done, Mike, is communicate with conference calls. Now, I have been personally to Riverside. It was many years ago, but I took a tour because I knew I was in Chicago, and I knew about Riverside at that time. And I wanted to go visit to see, well, just because I live in Druid Hills, it seemed like it would be a fun tour to take, which I did, and it was unbelievable. It's very beautiful, and it's so familiar when you go see it. You know, you feel like you're a little bit in Druid Hills. So.
I talked to the parks manager there about what they do about bicycles and bicycle paths. And he sent me information. I think I shared that with the traffic committee, Mike. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
So I think, Gail, one of the ideas is that maybe there will be an exchange or a visitation of Riverside delegates here and vice versa. Is that right?
I think that could be a very possible exercise.
We can travel again.
Yes. Fortunately, Olmsted 200 is in 2022. Fingers crossed that we will be able to do more then.
Yes.
Well, think positively. You know, for us as an organization, so we've got this motion carried. This is for us as a DHA, this is a small piece of the puzzle for the tour that Sue Sullivan is putting together. I know her and Bonnie Wolf, Ann Wallace, Alita, and a number of other people are already hard at work on this thing. And Sue's got an amazing concept for the tour focused around the linear parks and the homes around the linear parks. So anybody who wants to get involved in it, I encourage you to get in on the ground floor early. We could really, really have an amazing, provided the COVID thing gets under control, we could really have an amazing tour in 2020. So we have this one small piece of the puzzle squared away, and hopefully the rest of it falls into place. So we'll all get to work on that, okay? Good deal?
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Do you think it's all right if I exit?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
I don't want to go if there's anything left on.
Oh, no worries. You got what you came for, and we were happy to give it to you.
And much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All righty. Does anybody else have anything? I'm going to want to turn the floor over to Harriet Lane and governance. Does anybody else have anything that they need to report on before that?
You're supposed to make an announcement that the deadline for the next issue of Druid Hills News, which will be September issue, the deadline for articles is August the 10th to Fran Putney or to Jenny Richardson. And they ask, you know, that committee chairs and different groups please, write what's been going on and, you know, find some good news and things that have been happening for the summer. So the deadline's August the 10th.
Okay, well, with that, I'm sorry.
Can I just give a quick update? We kicked off our sidewalk inventory. We had a little blurb in the newsletter that went out yesterday. I've already had 7 or 8 emails with pictures of the offensive sidewalks that are broken and crumbling and the location. So people are following the directions. There are many people that seem passionate about it. So just a reminder to everybody, that's something we're doing, sort of first step. Don't know how we would pay for any of this, but we need to kind of understand the size and scope of the problem. So let your friends and neighbors know we're trying to tackle one that seems to be one that many are interested in.
And you also signed the contract and sent that off for the CSX project, right?
We did. That analysis is underway to sort of assess the, as we're calling it, the Eastern Gateway to the neighborhood. So thanks to all for making that happen. And we should have the report from that. I think I had suggested to the vendor that we would look in mid-August to have that report in our hands, which we can then share with the county to help with assessment of cost and vendors.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate the effort that you put on in that, man. Deliver on the meat and potatoes kind of projects. Thank you.
Team effort, Yvette, Gail, and Alita and I.
Okay. All right. Thank you all then. Yvette, Alita, sorry, I didn't mean to disparage your contribution to this effort, but thank you so much. Okay. Very gracious of you. Okay, with that, unless anybody else has anything they want to contribute, I'd like to turn the floor over to Harriet if I can. Harriet, you're on.
Thank you. So, Doug, can you... one moment, Doug's going to give me the control so I can present on my screen. Great. Can you see my screen now?
No.
Okay. One second. Sorry about that. I don't know why it wouldn't. Okay.
Now we got it. There we go.
Sorry about that.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just updating you on what's happening right now. I sent over the contract to the DHCA agreement for the scope of work and to the executive committee, where Steve Meisner took a look at the contract. So after that, the next steps are I'm going to start talking about the working group. So and that was in the DHCA scope of work and what we were talking about at the last session, if everyone can remember, that we would have a working group. So the working group is the purpose of the working group is to collaborate with the governance committee to make recommendations to the board about the strategic direction for the Druid Hills Civic Association based on the feedback gathered from the neighbors during the listening effort. The working group's task is to review the information and engage in constructive dialogue during planning meeting sessions facilitated by Terry in the form of an actionable plan with measurable objectives that can be tracked and reported to the community. So the during this process, phase two, the board of directors will make the decisions. The working group will make recommendations to the board of directors about the strategic direction of DHCA, the vision, mission, strategic plan, and the governance committee will make recommendations to the board of directors to align the organizational and governance structure with that plan. So Kit will be making, someone went out and came back in. So Kit will be making those appointments for the working group. So the schedule, we've already got two of the first two meetings, and the first two meetings will be planning session one, where all board members will meet with Terry on Wednesday, July 29th at 7:30. And then planning session two with Terry again was priorities and goals will be with Terry on Wednesday, October 5th. And these two sessions are with the entire board.
I think that's August, Harriet. You said October.
I did. I'm sorry. August 5th. So I'll send out to the executive committee the Zoom meeting information, and they can get that out to you. So on the scope of work is all the way, we should be finished in November. Usually at the end of November. So I guess we will be voting for, let me make sure. Yeah, that's the week of November 16th, we would be finished. So there was a couple of questions about how this would work towards the end of the year. So I wanted to let Doug and Darren update you. We just let Doug and Darren, they volunteered of communications, and we had a couple of vendors that gave some information that we could design an RFP, and Doug and Darren did that. So I'm going to let Doug just update you really quick on that. You're muted. Let me unmute.
Sorry, I was on mute. Just quickly, I think we tried to make it sort of a quick and dirty exercise without overthinking it. But this really the past 5 or 6 days, we've sort of collaborated and come up with a reasonably short, what we'll call an RFP, that we will hope to send actually tomorrow to the vendors that have, you know, or individuals that have reached out with some sense of expertise and interest in the work. We've tried to position the work as both an exercise in internal and external. So there is a, how do we communicate better with our residents and members, as well as the opportunity to address how we better market and communicate about our neighborhood with external stakeholders. So we've included both. Obviously the communication internally is the thing that we're probably most focused on. And I've put a pretty quick timeline, since the folks that have expressed an interest have already shared some details and their thoughts. So we've tried to keep the responses to less than 4 pages, and really within a couple weeks, we should have a digest of responses that we can share with the board. Darren, anything to add?
Not much, other than thank you. You did much or most of the heavy lifting here. I think most of my feedback was merely cosmetic. So thank you for getting the ball rolling on that. I look forward to what we get back.
So the scope of work I'll be sending out to the entire board as soon as the meeting's over. It gives you a timeline, the dates of, and I would probably be a little bit flexible these dates or the week of. Hopefully we'll get all the dates set up on Wednesday, which is our normal board meetings. But this should be a little bit flexible because we just don't know what's up. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if we'll be able to meet in person. We just don't know anything. So if you could stay flexible, that would be greatly appreciated. As far as membership, the governance has discussed membership. Actually, Renee is crafting a letter that will go out to the members, and we'll use Wild Apricot, but we haven't crafted that letter. That will be sometime next week. We'll probably send that to the executive committee, but that won't start until August and September. Maybe we will have something different to put in it, but as of right now, we'll be working on that next week. The annual meeting will most likely happen January in 2021, and that will be to vote a new slate of officers. Is there any other questions that we have right now going into phase 2 and 3?
Anne?
The letter that you're drafting, you just said, is going out just to DHCA members. Is that right? Or is this going out to residents to solicit membership for 2021?
We are not going to solicit. We are going to ask for members to stay on more like a letter that you got. Did you get one from your gym this year that says, hey, please bear with us, we're going through this? We just haven't crafted that particular letter. I don't know what it's going to look like, you know, until governance takes a look at it.
So there will be no start to a membership campaign, which we usually start in November. You're saying we do not do that this year?
I don't recommend that, but governance has not talked about that completely. As of right now, we have discussed and thought that we should just send out a membership to say to stay on board with DHCA. We don't have anything right now as of yet for membership to be excited about as of right now. That's not to be said that won't change in some of the upcoming sessions that we have.
So timing-wise, we need to be looking at a budget, and it needs to be approved next month at our meeting. So what would we assume about membership if we're not going to have a membership campaign?
That is something governance will be talking to John Gikrich about. We've discussed that and have, I need to get with governance next week or the following week to discuss budget and to hopefully have John Gikrich on board with that. That's the next step.
Because needs to be presented, the budget needs to be presented to the board prior to the August meeting so that we have at least a week or 10 days for people to review.
Right. I will try to make that happen with everybody's schedule. Yes. Any other questions?
There's no other questions? It is the dog days of summer, so everyone can be forgiven. If there are no other questions, I figure we can adjourn. My brother just showed up and I hear them all screaming and yelling over in the living room and I'm missing out. Does anybody have any questions?
I move we adjourn.
Okay, I second that. We are adjourned. Harriet, thank you so much.
Everybody.
I'm sorry?
She said have a good week.
Why don't we, Harriet, why don't we touch base and I'll talk to you about the working group tomorrow if that's okay.
That'll work. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for being here.
Bye. Carol.
Can you pass the host back to me so I can grab the recording?
Yes. How do I do that?
I don't know, but I can't grab it from you. I tried. You click on my name and then more.
Yeah. Hold on.
everybody can drop, I suppose. There's no, and I may still be able to get it. I was just afraid it may lock it in and then maybe you can only access. I don't know how that works.
I'm trying to, and it won't. Oh, here it goes. Hold on. Did that work?
That's it. Thank you much.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Before you go away, I just wanted to.
Sorry, Van, I lost you. Is everybody frozen?
I'm not frozen. Van, are you there? Van?
Looks like he's frozen.
I'll stick around. Go ahead, kid. I mean, I've
got nothing to contribute. I'm waiting to Van to unfreeze. I don't want to leave before he's had a chance to talk.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
We can all honor him by assuming the same pose. maybe we can chat with him.
Dan, can you chat? Can you post something on the chat?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much, Doug.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you.